Welcome to Wednesday's Word, brought to you by A.T. Stewart Ministries, where our purpose is to glorify God by feeding those who hunger for the meat of God's Word. I'm your host, A.T. Stewart. Wednesday's Word is a short devotional word to help carry you through the week. We've been looking in Psalm 145, and we'll continue today to look at praising God. We have seen the Psalm taught us to praise God for His great works, to praise Him for His great character, to praise Him for His great reign as a sovereign King of kings and Lord of lords. And today, beginning in verse 14, we will see praising God for His great love. As we begin reading, "The Lord sustains all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to You, and You give them their food in due time. You open Your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all His ways and kind in all His deeds. The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear Him. He will also hear their cry and will save them." There are three things the psalmist says today about God's love. First, that God sustains in verse 14. The Lord sustains all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. Now, those of us who are believers can all testify to the Lord's sustaining grace. We've all fallen down at times. We've stumbled, but God has always been there to pick us back up, to give us a helping hand, and to enable us by His grace to continue in our walk with Him. But not only does He sustain, and He's the one who keeps us faithful, make no mistake about it, if it were left up to us, we would fall by the wayside. But God keeps us faithful by His covenant love. But He also satisfies. Verse 15, "The eyes of all look to You, and You give them their food in due time. You open Your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing." Now here it goes beyond believers, and God satisfies the animals that can eat. He satisfies man who is able to eat as God opens His hand and provides food for us. And as we look to Him, He gives us food in due time. And then He talks about God's ways. "The Lord is righteous in all His ways, kind in all His deeds." Now we need to remember this, because sometimes we think God is being unjust with us and He's not being kind in His deeds toward us. What we must realize in those times when we may feel like God is being anything but kind to us is that our perspective is very limited, that we must see things from God's perspective. And God clearly says that everything He does is just. Everything He does is righteous. And He's always kind. God never does anything in a mean spirit. He never does anything to His people out of hatred. But He is kind in all of His deeds. And we must affirm this truth, even when it may not look like it to our physical eyes. And also that God answers prayer. This is the third thing. Not only does He sustain and satisfy, but He answers prayer. "The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. And He will fulfill the desire of those who fear Him, and He will hear their cry and will save them." Now here the believer again is the one who calls upon the Lord, and God answers. God will always answer the prayers of His people. It may be the answer yes, it may be the answer no, it may be the answer wait, but He always answers the prayers of His people, to those who draw near to Him. They call upon Him in truth. This is a condition that we speak truth, that we're honest in our hearts with our desire before God. Also, He will fulfill the desire of those who fear Him. To fear God means to honor God, to revere God above all, to accept His ways above our ways, to accept His word above our word and our thinking. And He will fulfill the desire of those who fear Him, because as you fear Him, your heart's desire becomes what He desires for you. And again, He will hear their cry and will save them. So let's praise God for His great love, for His sustaining power, that He satisfies us, that He answers our prayers. Until next week, may God bless you.